a brand new Geek Culture Congress. I am one of your hosts, as always, host Speedy Junior Gonzalez, here with the very funny and talented Mr. Tarek Lewis. Tarek, what's going on? All right. And, of course, the king of late night radio here in Tampa, Florida, ladies and gentlemen, the undisputed king, Mr. Joey Franchise. Joey, tell him what time it is. Man, have you looked at our new Facebook look or in our live stream right now? You see? MacBooks. check it out real quick, Joey. Don't worry about it. Yeah, check it out real quick. I want everybody to see it because it's really pro looking and I'm really excited about it. Do I have the right mic on for you? Let's see. How about now? Go ahead and talk there, Tarek. No. Grab the other one because that one's not cooperating. Let's see. Do a mic check there for me. All right. I think we got it. Actually, you can go back to the other one. I figured it out now. Somebody messing around with stuff here. Bastards.
You're going to get blamed for it. You already know.
Let's restart the whole show all over again. No, just kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So during the Super Bowl, of course, we had some great brand new trailers. Right off the bat, we got hit with that Avengers Endgame.
Out the gate.
I was waiting for a second. Am I going to see an Avengers trailer? And I was like, bam, yeah. Here it is, guys. We paid them billions of dollars just to show you this trailer right now. I had to go. I went to the internet and watched it again really quick because I was like, oh, man, I gotta watch this really quick.
You doesn't know? Look good, does it? It looks like it's going to be really, really bad, doesn't it?
How could you say that, man?
Dude, I am not
no,
excited.
No, you were
man.
Not
I'm
excited.
Probably
why?
Wait till June to check that out, dog.
Chime
I'm
in, Tarek Lewis. Let us know why you were not excited.
No, I'm of course I'm excited.
All right, right.
I'm being okay. Sarcastic. It looked okay. Awesome. Right, I mean, it cool. Wasn't a lot to it, but it was. I liked that subdued feel.
Yeah.
That it had, you know?
Right.
And then they're walking through like in a row, like homeward bound, you know?
What was up with that? Like I appreciate it. Like they're gonna go mess something up, you know, yeah, like yeah, they'll mess some it. People up. Yeah, you know?
I mean, at the end when they're walking like
right.
The homeward bound moment.
Yeah.
They look like they cut somebody out there too.
Yeah.
And my prediction is that it's gonna be Professor Hulk. They don't want us to see what Hulk's gonna look like.
Yeah. You know, they should change the name to Avengers, the Fellowship of the Rings. What do you think? Because they had that same vibe with that little homeground moment. They had that same vibe with the Frodo and all them. Yeah, they should change the name.
Wow. I don't know, guys. I don't know. I enjoyed it. It was just a little teaser. It didn't show us much of nothing.
Speedy wants 15 minutes of the movie.
Hey, come on. They should have been like, we spent $5 billion. Here's the first 5 minutes of Avengers.
For real, man.
You might get it.
We bought this whole commercial block. We're going to give you the first 5 minutes of the movie right now.
That just shows.
They would have shut it down. Yeah. The ratings would have shut down.
Legit. No, you ain't playing. But that just goes to show like how much that's I feel is going to be in Captain Marvel that they didn't show enough stuff.
I agree. Right.
So this is going to be really... Like now I'm hyped. They got you right where they want you. They got you in pocket right now.
Yeah.
Because they're really trying to build this hype around Captain Marvel before Endgame. Because everybody knows that Endgame's the one to watch. But, yo, let me just say, like, they are doing an amazing job right now of... I mean, it's already shut up and take my money at this point.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been like
it's
that.
It's going to happen.
So, I mean, they're just doing an amazing job just setting up this Captain Marvel movie, man. Because that's what it's really leading up to. It's like, damn, I really have to watch Captain Marvel to see what the hell is going to happen.
Because I'm not that interested in Captain Marvel as
neither
a character. But there's no
like
way I'm not going to see it.
And
I'm going to go see it early, too.
I warned you guys. I told you Captain Marvel is like an ensemble character, you know? She's a difficult character to... You know, take on by herself as a standalone character. Just in the comic books, period. Like I've only read her in ensemble Avengers or part of some kind of super team, or she's a guest star in some other book. You know, whatever.
Yeah, how did this character lose to Rogue in the comic books? That's what I want to know.
Well, I don't think she lost to Rogue. I think this Rogue just happened to take the powers and. Yeah. Rogue was knocked out in the battle.
Rogue is low-key a G, though. Like, yeah. Rogue takes on that glove and touches you.
Rogue tried to take a little more than she could chew.
Yeah.
But then when she woke up, she had the superpowers. So
I think, you know what I would like to see, since Avengers is reasonably grounded, I would like in the beginning, the first scene in the movie, is just people just sweeping up the people who disappeared.
Yo,
just like
a lot of dust around the universe. A lot of dust around the planet.
Where do you put it?
Pull up with a Swiffer or something.
Oh, man. It'd be so great.
Yeah.
Nice little dirt devil.
So we did get a Captain Marvel teaser trailer,
too.
We actually got a little more substance in that trailer.
Yeah.
The fly further, farther, faster, whatever.
Yeah, that was
mantra
that
they keep repeating to us.
Yeah, and it's cool because we see Maria Rambo in it, who actually is her Top Gun? It was Goose.
And, yeah, Goose and
who's the other
Maverick,
guy? Was
Maverick and Goose.
Yeah, right. There you go. So I mean, they're gonna have that moment, and it's cool that they're gonna touch around that her character too, because I guess her daughter ends up being a focal part in the movie also, like, well, as far as the Captain Marvel franchise going along.
Yeah, right.
That's gonna be interesting to kind of see that arc.
Her daughter become a hero.
Yeah,
at some point?
Her daughter becomes. Oh damn, who does Maria Rambo's?
It's not a spider person. She becomes.
I don't know. I'm confused. It's her partner, right?
Yeah,
she's another. She becomes a Captain Marvel. And then she's called some glowing. She has like energy powers.
Yeah.
And I forget that she gets called a specific name later on.
There's a Monica Rambeau and there's a Maria Rambeau.
Yeah. I think that's her daughter.
Yeah. Monica Rambeau's like daughter.
Or granddaughter, maybe.
Yeah. Pulsar.
And, Pulsar. There you go.
Yeah. Hmm.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah. She gets named Pulsar later on when Captain Marvel gets taken over by Carol Danvers again.
Yeah.
So in a comic book world, yeah. But. That's irrelevant in Marvel Cinematic Universe because they're doing their own thing.
Well, I thought this one interests me a little more.
Yeah,
the Captain Marvel trailer.
Yeah? This one. So you're in it? In it?
I'm done.
You're gonna see it anyway.
It's
regardless,
a
rap,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Huh, okay.
But
fair enough.
I'm more interested now.
They also said that the post credit scene, there was a leak.
Oh, really?
Yeah, on the post credit scene, but I think it's the one that we all know. I think it's a continuation of obviously when Samuel Jackson's end credit scene at Avengers Infinity War.
Yeah.
So
when you were saying earlier you think somebody's arriving, I assumed it was Captain Marvel.
That would be interesting.
I assumed it was Captain Marvel.
It could be one of two things. I really feel like it's that because even in that going back to the Endgame trailer, you see Nebula a split second. Of Iron Man kind of revisiting the first Iron Man movie where he was in the cave and you know, just going to work, just doing Tony Stark things and building.
Yeah, man.
And
he's
got Nebula in
the
corner.
They gotta make stuff, you know?
So this
they
is,
gotta fix their situation.
It's crazy because it's like, I mean, it's typical, you know, it's typical Tony Stark. Like, you know, he was in the cave with the dude.
Right.
You know, and he made the, you know, Mark One.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's what bothered me, I think, about the first Endgame trailer is when he was, like, making that video. He felt like he was, like, on his dying days.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sending it to Pepper Potts. I'm like, oh, you're Tony Stark. Why don't you just go build something and get your ass out of there?
Yeah. He's like, we're out of sandwiches.
And you're on a sandwiches.
Come on, Tony. Get it together, Tony.
Tony's like MacGyver, bro.
Doctor Strange told you what needs to get done, okay?
Legit.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So we're definitely looking forward to all that coming this year. When is Captain Marvel again?
March 8th.
March? Yeah, yeah. Man, that's up around the corner, man. Really, literally around the corner, guys.
And it's going to be a straight
Marvel
season.
And April's going to be here on top of us in a matter of time, short time, and we will have all the answers to all of our questions.
I thought it was really interesting to see, like, you know, just New York all, like, you saw the ships by the Statue of Liberty. You saw the cars at the Citi Field, Met Stadium.
Yeah. I love the fact that they're.
Where do we go now that they're gone?
Yeah, like, the support the group. Yeah, oh I love God. The support group situation.
I liked it.
Yeah,
I liked it. I liked it.
I think it's
traumatic, man. It's like
it is.
You know, like
super.
Like the biblical like, you know, like you feel like it was a rapture, you know, maybe or something like that.
The snapture.
Yeah, the snapture.
Are they swaggerjacking the leftovers? Are they taking? It'll be better than the leftovers. I can guarantee that.
So we had some breaking news that was happening as well. We did get a Birds of Prey little teaser as well of Harley Quinn kind of dancing.
Yeah.
That's fine. I'm excited to see Harley Quinn. I mean, Margot Robbie, I mean, she
Who's
was
directing that
stand-up.
Movie? Because I completely forgot. I'm like disconnected.
That's a good question. Birds of Prey. And we did get to see Black Canary.
Yeah, with a little flash.
That was Black Canary.
A quick flash over.
Yeah, I saw Huntress's crossbow.
Yeah.
And it looked like Drake was in the film. I'm not positive. It was some guy. Who was that? I don't know who that dude was.
I thought I saw, what's the name in it? Old boy, damn it. He's in, what is it, Ozark? Jason Bateman.
Jason Bateman?
Yeah. Yeah, I thought I saw him in there.
I wouldn't be surprised. You might be thinking of another Super Bowl.
Of course, anybody who's watching this live on the live Facebook page, on the feed, chime in, put something in the comments, and we'll talk about it. We'll definitely mention it, okay? As long as you're respectful and nice to us, okay?
We're going to get trolled.
Yeah, that's all right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Yeah, no, I think the birds have played the teaser. It was enough.
Yeah.
You know, Margot Robbie's a big star. You know, she's going to do the role justice. Well, we've seen her before in Suicide Squad. So I think that might be, if they do it correctly, hopefully they're learning from their mistakes. Aquaman was an improvement on Justice League. Wonder Woman was dope. They can do this one. They'll be like 3 for 3. 3 and 3, I would say. True. Not counting Suicide Squad.
I also like this thing that they're doing where they're like giving, because everybody's kind of have this stigma, where DC's kind of created this stigma about themselves where, you know, all our movies kind of suck by critic standards. So the fact that they're giving us a little bit of something to kind of see what it looks like, mm-hmm. even though the movie's like a year from actually being like completed in theaters.
Yeah. Right.
So that's cool, because they did that with the origin Joker story that they're working on with Joaquin Phoenix. So to see him do this with Birds of Prey is pretty cool also.
Yeah.
Very cool. And then other breaking news that was happening in the DC universe is apparently the brand new the Batman movie that's going to be directed by Matt Reeves, I believe that's his name.
Yeah, Matt Reeves. He did all the Planet of the Apes movies, the recent ones.
Mm-hmm. So apparently Ben Affleck is out as Batman. He will not be reprising Batman.
Yes.
For this movie.
Right.
At least, yeah.
At least.
He's.
Oh, I like how all the articles are like, and when this news is breaking, like, oh, Ben Affleck's no more, yeah. Batman no longer. Like, come on, man.
Yeah, it's still under contract for two more movies.
Yeah. They're going to bring him back eventually or have something happen. They got to do the older spin on him, on the Batman character.
Yeah.
For what they're building. They're still working on it, you know, obviously. They got just a Shazam movie coming out. But what do you think about this new young take of Batman that Matt Reeves wants to do?
I'm all for it. Ben Affleck was great. Like, for me, I thought he was a really good Batman and Bruce Wayne. It's going to be interesting. I'm just curious to see who they're going to cast for this.
Right.
I know they've thought about, like, having Keanu Reeves do it at some point. But I think Keanu Reeves is, like, really wants to be Wolverine.
Yeah.
That's what I'm
been Keanu hearing. Reeves, like, 2 years older than Ben Affleck?
Yeah, right? That's what I'm saying. Like,
that's funny.
But, you know, there's all the, you know, that's the thing. Like, now, who do you get to play a young Batman?
I saw a rumor that Robert Pattinson from Twilight fame was in consideration.
Really?
From Twilight?
Yeah.
Twilight Holmes?
Twilight dude. I would like to see Kit Harington in consideration for it. Maybe he can pull it off. Jon Snow?
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe he could pull it off.
I'd be with that.
Yeah? You'd like that?
Man, I'd be with a Tom Hardy.
Tom Hardy.
Are we going to have Tom Hardy in a different kind of Batman movie?
I'd be with Tom Hardy, for real.
He'd be a great Batman.
Yeah. You know, I think so.
Yeah, I think Tom Hardy would be a very good
Batman. I don't know if his contract with Sony would let him do something like that, though. Huh?
Sony's giving up now. They're like, listen, we just want to be part of it.
<Sony's>, I mean, yeah, they let Thanos and Cable. Yeah.
Oh, Sony at this point just wants to be like a side chick. I just want to be part of your life in some way. Marvel, I don't want you to. I just don't leave me
Marvel
like this.
Don't go.
But give me time.
Marvel, don't go.
But I'm really hoping going to the Batman story. Like, I'm excited because, you know, there was a rumor of them kind of tapping into like what the video game was for Arkham.
Arkham Asylum.
Arkham Asylum games. Yeah. So they're going to go. I know they're going to dive into. They want to dive into Batman's rogue gallery. And there's like rumors of like Josh Gad, the dude who was in. He was like in Beauty and the Beast. And he was in, I think, The Ringer with Kevin Hart.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah.
He's trying out for the role for Penguin. That's the rumor.
Okay.
So that's going to be interesting. And I mean, you look at this dude's photo. I mean, he's pretty much, you know.
Well, Harold, we're under attack.
He'd make a
Somebody
good.
Found out I was letting cats out the bag.
Yeah. He'd be a good Hugo Strange, too.
Yo.
Yeah.
He'd be Hugo Strange. Hugo Strange.
I don't know, but Hugo Strange character has been reprised in that in this the Gotham TV show. So I don't know. I think people have expectations of that character now. Yeah. You know?
I think we've seen it. Those television shows don't care about what the movies are doing.
It would be dope to see another Penguin. I want to see another, like, you know, I want to see another Penguin touch the, you know, the big screen.
Have we not seen one since Danny DeVito?
We haven't. Just on the small screen with Homeboy. And actually, I actually met that dude at the premiere for Batman v Superman at Radio City in New York.
Yeah?
So I met him. I was, like, coming out of the bathroom. I'm like, oh, it's Penguin.
Yeah.
Ah, how's dope.
He's good, though. He made a very good Penguin.
Cool. He was really good. But, yeah, see, I'd rather see, you know, now I think about Josh Gad, but I would also wouldn't mind seeing, what's his name from Superbad?
Jonah Hill?
Jonah Hill, yeah.
Jonah Hill is Penguin. Oh, man. See, Jonah Hill doesn't want to be fat anymore, though.
Yeah, so that.
Yeah.
That's the problem. He's had that weird fluctuation between being fat and skinny.
Money makes you do crazy things, Terry.
Yeah, for real. Yeah. I mean, you saw 50 Cent did that movie that went straight to Netflix. But he lost a lot of weight.
Yeah, yeah, man. I never did see it, though, because it just looked like he looked scary and all.
Wow.
Yeah, the pictures were just... I was like, all right.
It's crazy.
I'd rather see the pictures in the movie.
So, my issue is this. How many more Batman movies do we actually need in our lives?
Listen, I will be honest with you. Batman could be like Saw. You can.
Yes.
Man,
yes.
I like Batman and everything, but man, it's just,
They haven't done Batman Beyond... You know,
No, they haven't. Actually, they're supposedly working on a brand new animated movie of Batman Beyond.
Yeah.
Supposedly.
Listen, a live Mask of the Phantasm?
Yeah.
I'd be all in for that, man.
I'd be happy if this upcoming Batman is a rendition of that.
Yeah. There's a lot they could do with Batman. I mean, this character's been around since, what, 1841?
Yeah.
he's been hanging.
Is Batman more suited for a TV show format, though?
No.
No?
Way too dark.
It's too dark. Yeah, it's way too dark, bro.
Like Gotham.
Yeah, no.
Gotham's doing well. It's making money, right? It's got ratings.
But this is why the final Titans, season. Like the Titans,
did, like what
show,
8 seasons, something like that.
Yeah.
Titans show only shows his shadow.
It's true.
Batman's way too dark.
Or was like one episode that he killed him and it's like. I don't want to ruin it for him.
He's pretty dark, man. Just seeing him go in on that Titan show, I was like,
yeah.
Messing around, bro. Yeah.
No, that whole show is pretty dope.
He's out here taking
names. I really
liked
it a lot. That Titan show that's on the DC Universe, you guys need to check it out. You need to check it out, Terry.
I'm going to start. I'm thinking I might do a free trial of DC Universe.
Yeah, there you go.
I want to see Reign of the Superman anyway. So what are you guys thinking of Doom Patrol?
I don't know. I like the Doom Patrol when they were introduced in the Titans, but I just don't know. I haven't followed those characters enough to care.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's going to be good or not. They're like a space kind of characters?
No.
Like they're in space all the time?
Earthly.
They're like on Earth?
Yeah.
Yeah. But don't they deal like with Lobo and stuff like that?
I don't think so.
Okay. I don't know. Maybe I'm confused. Legion, I think, is the Lobo.
Yeah.
Legion
of Superheroes.
Another team that I'm clueless about is.
I wasn't too familiar with Doom Patrol, but I did see the promo poster of, you know, what they got going on. I mean, it don't look bad. Yeah. It's interesting. I think this DC universe thing is really gonna like help them out a lot with putting out some great content, and you know they got a hell of a lot of, you know, characters to work with, and it's cool because they own them all.
Yeah.
It's not like Marvel's got to, like, you know, kind of spread them out.
I always wanted to see a very a good, maybe not a live-action one, but a Martian Manhunter show.
That'd be interesting.
You know, some of my favorite DC characters.
Spectre, I like Martian Manhunter's in Supergirl. I like the way it's done.
Yeah, they did them pretty good.
Yeah.
I would watch a Lobo show.
Yeah, Lobo. I know they were talking about
that's another
Lobo
character
movie.
I just never got into either.
My Lobo's dope. Mm. He's like a Wolverine that's got gone a little too far. You know what I mean?
Too far.
Yeah, he's very dark.
All right, guys. So anything? What else is happening? Is there anything else we're missing out on, breaking news or anything like that? I think we pretty much hit all the notes for the week.
We're going to hold off on Punisher, correct?
Yeah, we're going to hold off on Punisher because you said you got to run. So
I do. Yeah.
So we'll talk about Punisher. You want to give like just a quick non-spoiler review, maybe? Just how you felt about it. Worth it or not worth it?
Worth it. You have to be patient with it. Maybe my probably like my second favorite of the Marvel Netflix shows was Punisher season 2. I'm going Daredevil season three.
Yeah?
Daredevil season three is probably my favorite.
Really?
Right now. Punisher's right up there.
Oh, interesting.
And we got Jessica Jones coming up at some point, I believe. So who knows what that's going to be like. I still haven't watched Iron Fist. So.
Yeah, I haven't finished Iron Fist. You know what's crazy? I stopped at Iron Fist.
Yeah.
It's just, it's so brutal to kind of watch the first season of that.
Yeah, yeah. Iron Fist was tough. Yeah.
It's really hard.
Wow.
But I got to get into this Punisher. Cause
I agree with you. It's feel like there's like it ends and then it begins again.
Yeah. You gotta
and I'm like, oh, it happened. What happened? You know? So it's whatever. But, you know, I'm with it. It's cool. I think that's it for us today here at Geek Culture Congress. So, Tarek, let them know what's going on with you and your world.
Follow
me up
on Instagram and on the socials and on my YouTube channel. My name is Tarek.
Yeah. You gotta check out. I need to check out some of your stuff on your YouTube channel.
You don't care about it.
I do. I need to check it out. I did check out one thing and I didn't finish. Joey Franchise, let them know what's going on with you and your world.
Monday through Friday, Wild 94.1, 7 to midnight. And keep up with me on the socials at Joey Franchise on Instagram and Twitter.
Very cool. So, as well as me, you can follow me on all the socials. Actually, they're on the bottom of the screen. And at DJ Speedy JR, my nocturnal life as a DJ. And of course, follow us on Facebook, Instagram. Follow Geek Culture Congress. It's three words. Geek Culture Congress. Okay? Clap it out. No, oh man, so next week we'll come with a more spoiler full review of Punisher, the final season probably of Punisher, because that's probably not coming back, or maybe it's coming back from us, or who knows. All I know is that I can tell you is the Punisher is trying to catch up with Thanos' kill count, but I think he's very far away. So, all right, man. So next Geek Culture Congress, we will be back next week, or next week. We'll try and come back and we'll get back into it. So come see us again. Follow us. Geek Culture Congress.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.